The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And I'm sitting here with a very special guest. And I'm speaking about my brother-in-law, Mr. Howard Lane. Before we get to Howard, though, I would like to have our engineer, Rich, clear up some feedback issues with my headset. So if you are listening to me, Rich, I'd like you to get rid of the feedback. I thank you kindly. That's much better. Thank you. We're broadcasting from Margate. We're at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. The name of the store is Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We're in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. We're in the south end at Northwest 31st Street. Penn Dutch Supermarket is at the north end, and we are both in the supermarket. That's very easy to get to. We're half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441. The purpose of us being here is to give you the options of how you can help prevent serious diseases, illnesses, by using vitamins, supplements, and a whole host of a variety of preparations that are condition-specific formulas for different parts of the body. We feature everyday low prices, and to help induce you to make Save-A-Lot your number one choice, whether you like to go online to shop, whether you like to go to the major supermarkets like Whole Foods or Lucky's, or whether you like to go to independents like the store that I formerly owned called Tunney's, we have by far the lowest prices of any of our competitors. We're very proud of that. I have been learning this business for many, many years, and the whole purpose of me being here is to give to you the best possible value that you can find anywhere. And I encourage you to call the store if you want to get a price on any product that we have here. And the number to call is 754-307-1655. Again, 754-307-1655. I'd be more than happy to give you any information as it relates to any of the products that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And again, we carry only national brand products. We don't have a private label we use. We only use national brand companies, and we're very proud of that. So now we're going to get on with our topic today, which brings to me our guest, Mr. Howard Lane. So good morning, Howard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you because we don't get to see too much of each other normally because of our work schedules. But I always enjoy being around you because you always have a great deal of information to share. And I think one of the important things that people should know is what you do, how you got started, and how important you can be in someone's life. So let's give our listeners the background as to how you are in what business you're in.
Okay. Well, years ago, I was an athlete growing up. I was always involved in many different sports. And through that time, I always, you know, through injuries, nothing major, was always around athletic trainers, physicians, anything to do with orthopedics. And basically what happened was I began to think about, you know, college and what I might want to major in college. One of the things that came up was physical therapy. To me, that seemed something great because you're around athletics, you get to treat people, and I'm a people person, so I like doing that type of things. So basically, I went to school, got my master's and then my doctorate in physical therapy, and I've been a physical therapist now for almost 20 years.
That's a lot of physical therapy,
yes,
for sure, that you've come across.
Quite a lot.
And the name of your company or the way you do the physical therapy is called OrthoSport.
Right.
And is it because you had so much experience in sports when you were younger that you came up with the name sport?
Correct. Well, part of it is orthopedics, and that's what I basically do, is anything to do with orthopedics. So that's musculoskeletal type of injuries, or the, for most people, the tendonitis, or rotator cuff surgeries, total knees, total hip, anything that's orthopedic, anything that's spinal cord related, or stroke, things like that, I don't really specialize in. But so orthopedics, so ortho, sports related, we like to work with athletes, but we work with many different people from all different ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics.
That's a wide range
yes.
of ages, for sure.
Yes.
And the office is located in Davie.
Yes.
And let me just give out the address for the benefit of those listeners that would like to get in touch with you. The office is at 5200 South University Drive, Suite 105 in Davie. And knowing the area, after living in Plantation for many years, it's very easy to get to, because University Drive is probably the major north-south thoroughfare in that particular area.
Correct. We're just south of Griffin Road on University. So we're between Griffin and Sterling Road.
Okay, very easy to find.
Yes.
Without a doubt. And if people would like to get in touch with you by phone, the number is 954-382-4343. 954-382-4343. I know that before we get into the different subjects we want to cover today, I want to let the listeners know that you're giving the listeners an option and a very special offer today to come and visit with you and speak with you and see what they can do. So I'm going to let you repeat the offer that I just mentioned.
Okay. People who are not sure if they need physical therapy, they're not sure if their injury requires further medical attention, or is it something that's very basic that they can handle on their own. What we do is I'm giving a free consultation, so people can come in, speak to me, I can look or see what their injuries are, and then help guide them on the way of getting better through going to a physician, through coming to physical therapy, or through nutrition and supplements.
All right, now when they come in to see you, you're not a medical doctor.
No.
You don't do any kind of surgery.
No.
You don't do any kind of incisions. Can we clearly define what people can expect when they come in for treatment?
Sure. Basically, when people come in, we do a full orthopedic evaluation, very similar to what you would get as if you went to an orthopedic physician's office or a surgeon's office. We check your muscle strength. We check your range of motion. We look for imbalances, any kind of muscular problems that you may have, any kind of dysfunctions you may have posturally. And we go from there and decide that, okay, you need strengthening. You need stretching. You may need other things going on because you may have swelling. You may have used or tried different things in the past that may not have worked. So we will go through all different things with you. We use different types of modalities. It may be heat or ice, but it could be ultrasound or cold laser. We do special types of taping, like kinesiotaping, for example. But then we give you therapeutic exercises for stretching, strengthening, and stabilization to help you get back to your former ways.
Okay. And you do this, again, without prescriptions. There's no prescriptions involved here.
Well, yes and no.
Okay. Explain that then.
Okay. In order for someone to come to physical therapy, in the state of Florida, the law says that I can treat anybody for 30 days without a prescription. Okay. So someone can walk into me off the street. The problem is that when they come in, if they want to use their insurance, 9 times out of 10, most insurance companies require that they have a prescription from a medical doctor. Now, it doesn't have to be from a specialist. It could be from any medical doctor. So if they want to use their insurance, then we would need a prescription.
All right, now, prescription meaning to see a physical therapist.
Right, a referral from your physician.
Okay. You're not talking about a pharmaceutical now.
No.
Okay,
no.
Just want to clear that up.
Yes.
Okay. So they get the prescription from their medical doctor, and it's referred to you as a physical therapist, and then you proceed to have the initial consultation to determine what it is that they're coming to help or get help from you.
Correct.
All right. And at that particular point, do you do any x-rays?
No, we don't do any x-rays okay. or anything like that. Anything like that would have been done prior to coming to me, if needed, by the physician.
All right, well, let me paint a picture and see if we can give it to our listeners so they can fully understand how you function in the OrthoSport office in Davie. Someone is in a car accident.
Yes.
And they have a back issue where they can't straighten up. They walk with a hunchback, so to speak, or they walk uncomfortably because they can't stand up straight. They go to a medical doctor. The medical doctor tries to see what the problem is, and he finds that the best way to overcome the problem is to see a physical therapist. So at that particular point, he would write a prescription for a physical therapist, and the person would take that prescription to you.
Correct, to my
office.
Then,
okay, so now based upon him taking, or the patient taking the mm-hmm. prescription to you, whether it be male or female, and depending upon the age, of course, how would you go about initially counseling them to see how you could be of a big help to them?
Well, basically, when they come in, we have private rooms, so everything's private, one-on-one. That's how we try to treat and work with all of our patients. We try to do as much one-on-one as possible, but for the initial consultation, it's always one-on-one with the patient and the physical therapist. While we're in the room, we're examining the patient. First, we're taking a history. So we take the history, how the accident occurred or what kind of issues they're having, in this case, the person with the back problem. From there, we formulate special tests and different things that we're going to look at. So we're going to look at their motion. How is the person moving? What kind of problems are they having when they're moving? Are they having pain? Where is the pain? Is it radiating pain? Do they have pains going into their legs? Is it something that's localized, one specific area in the back? From there, we'll check their range of motion, see how they move. After the range of motion, we'll check their strength, make sure there's no motion loss. We're also going to look at the mechanics, how the body is moving, how the muscles are working. Once we've gone through all these things, we also do some special tests to make sure that maybe there's nothing further going on, like a disc herniation. So we do what are called special tests. And these special tests help to pinpoint and come up with a diagnosis. So what we'll do is we'll come up with a diagnosis, which may be the same as the doctor or might be slightly different. From there, we review everything with the patient. After we review everything with the patient, we formulate a plan of care for the person. So we come up with what kind of modalities are we going to do here in the office? What kind of exercises, stretching, strengthening? What kind of modalities are we going to use? Heat, ice, electrical stimulation, massage, whatever it may be at the time. But at the same time, we're also going to be giving them exercises for stretching, strengthening, and a course of action for them to do on their own. So they'll be doing some things in the clinic with us, but then they also have a home exercise program or a program for them to follow at home in order to help to get better quicker.
I know we're coming up on our first intermission, Howard, so let's go to a short, quick break. And when we come back, we'll pick up where you left off. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Al Foreman. Our special guest today is Mr. Howard Lane, who owns a company called OrthoSport, which is located in Davie on University Drive. And if you would like to reach out and speak to him, the call number for you to reach him is 954-382-4343. That's 954-382-4343. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Join our mailing list and get advanced notice of all the great events that are going to be taking place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special tasting events, special demonstration events. You will know about them all when you sign up for our emails. You won't miss a single event when you sign up today. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. 407-1655.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in, see for yourself, see the great selection, and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Thursday here. It's the 18th of May, and we are in the midst of offering all of our listeners and our customers an additional 10% off the everyday low price that we have on our shelves and all the major brands and items that we sell here at Save-A-Lot. So you can save an additional 10% off until further notice, and the further notice is going to run at least through the end of June. So you're talking about this month and next month, you'll receive an additional 10% off the everyday low prices between now and the end of June. We do have a big event scheduled for July 1st, which we'll give you more notice about as we get closer to that date. But right now, the everyday low prices and the additional 10% off the everyday low prices will entice you and convince you that Save-A-Lot is the place for you to shop for your vitamins, supplements, and condition-specific formulas, some of which we'll even be speaking about today with Howard Lane. We left off at the break, Howard, of treating a consumer or a client or a patient with a back injury that was injured in a car accident. And I'm thinking that based upon the amount of accidents that we experience here in Florida, that it's not unusual for you to treat situations like that.
It's quite common. Patients will, you know, call us up, whether it's calling us directly or through referrals from physicians, and they've all, you know, they've been in car accidents, sometimes major, sometimes minor, but still have aches and pains and dysfunctions that they need to take care of that they haven't been able to overcome by themselves.
And that's where you come in with all the physical therapy that you do to help them overcome this.
Yes.
And you also give them instructions as to how they can do exercises and stretching when they leave your office.
Correct. Basically, when they leave our office, we're helping them not only to work on stabilizing and stretching, strengthening for the various problems that they have, but also to prevent problems in the future too. So these exercises that we give them are things for them to help them right now, and as they progress and get better and can move on to more complicated or harder exercises or different things, what we do is we give that to the patient, and it's something that they should keep up with. That way they can prevent problems for the future.
That's a good point, that you always want to prevent, and that's a good, very, very strong point that I think you made. Prevention is the key to good health,
exactly.
Without a doubt. Now, you also, in addition to, let's say, back pain that may be sustained in a car accident, you also deal with arthritis, tendonitis, spinal stenosis, bursitis, plantar fasciitis,
fasciitis.
I'll get that right. Lordosis, spondylitis, patellar tendonitis, adhesive capsulitis, or shoulder injuries.
Yes.
This is a wide array of different issues having to do with the body. And when you deal with a patient that comes in with a situation like we just spoke about with a back injury, do you find it's only confined to the back, or does it travel to other parts of the body where it's affected?
Well, many times what happens is that the initial injury might be in the lower back, but then what happens is because of the person having pain or muscle tightness or spasm of the muscles, basically the person starts to compensate. Through compensation, now the person is not lifting things the way they used to do if they were lifting boxes. Now they're leaning more to the side. Or they're walking, but now they start walking with a limp because they're starting to try to lean away from the side that's having pain or problems. So then what happens is that now you've changed your body's mechanics and the way you're walking or doing work, and now you're using muscles differently, and now the pains are going elsewhere. Now you're having pains in the legs. You may have had the pain start in the lower back, and now it's going to the mid-back or to the neck, the shoulders. Basically, it just begins to spread more and more the more the compensation that you have. So what we do is we try to prevent this from happening and try to get the symptoms to become more and more centralized. As things become more and more centralized, then the pains and the problem become more centralized in the lower back, it generally means that it's getting better. Sometimes it may feel like it's more, it's getting worse, but it's because it's more focused in one area. But that, in general, means that it is getting better.
Most of your referrals from medical doctors, you mentioned the fact that you deal with kids, youngsters.
Yes.
And you deal with seniors that may be on in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Yes.
The referrals that are given by medical doctors, is there ever a reason for you to go back to the patient, for him to go back or her to go back to the medical doctor to seek other avenues, such as surgery or other, let's say, invasive procedures that could be a benefit if the person doesn't succumb or doesn't take advantage of the physical therapy?
Well, what happens a lot of times is that we will treat somebody, and they may be having lots of pain, lots of radiating pains into the leg, for example. And what happens is the patient, as they start to do physical therapy, starts to get better. And you'll see them improve to a point, and then all of a sudden it seems like they start to plateau. And sometimes when they get to that part that they're plateauing, where they're not really getting any better at this point, but they're not getting worse, sometimes we need something else to get them over that hump, to get them better.
Okay.
Sometimes it means going back to the doctor. It may be a different type of medication, an injection, or further diagnostic testing, such as an MRI, or sometimes surgery. But those are, you know, worst-case scenarios. But hopefully they go, they get the diagnostic testing to really focus and figure out exactly what's going on in there, and then usually continue with physical therapy, and hopefully we continue to get better. But if the person continues to plateau, then they may need further treatment, pain management physicians, or, like I said, surgery.
So this is where you also counsel people as to their best avenue to seek.
Yes. As they're here with us, you know, a lot of times they'll go into the doctors. Now, they may have seen a specialist. They may have seen their GP, their general practitioner. Sometimes they're experts in certain areas. Sometimes they know about it, but they may not see it as often, especially like if it's just your GP. So basically, we're working with the patient for at least an hour, 2 to 3 times a week. So we see the patient a lot, where the physician may only see you 5, 10, 15 minutes at a time. So we're with you a lot. Because of the time that we're with you, we can see and test and do a lot of other things. And we'll see that something is working, it's great, or something is not working, or we may notice that, hey, you know, maybe something was missed or just not seen at the time, and we refer you back to the doctor because, hey, you know, the problem that you came in for the low back turns out, well, maybe it's not the back, maybe it's the hip instead.
Right.
Or, you know, a different area. So we refer back to the physicians at that point and, you know, get further diagnostic testing.
I know, speaking for Save-A-Lot, one of the most prolific points that we have here when people come in with some sort of pain issue, whether it be in the back, the shoulder, or the knees, or the legs, or however you want to describe it, curcumin and turmeric seem to be the two most popular supplements that have helped thousands upon thousands of people. And we do have a wide variety of turmeric and curcumin that people can pick up and use for a period of 4 to 6 weeks or 8 weeks and see a major difference in how they feel, overcoming some of the pain issues that they may have without even thinking about going to a physical therapist such as yourself. However, we do recommend the first avenue is to seek the professional treatment. And you are, in my opinion, the way to go. The professional treatment. And I know we have listeners that are listening out there and they're saying to themselves, well, I'd like to meet Howard and speak to him for a few minutes So you've agreed to be here for an hour after the show until noon today.
Yes.
And if people would like to come in and speak to you face-to-face, and you're able to give them some sort of clear path as to what they should be doing, I would encourage that with the people listening that need that information. So Howard Lane will be here for 1 hour after the radio show discussing those issues that you have and your personal issues to help overcome some of the pain problems that you may be experiencing or the discomfort that you may be experiencing. I know you wanted to say something else. I would go to it.
Well, what I was going to say is going back to like what you were saying with the turmeric, that's a great way for patients to go. A lot of patients come in, the physicians will prescribe medications. Sometimes it's very harsh on them. They can't take certain medications. They may have other comorbidities that they can't take certain medications, but yet they have like inflammation. And how else can they get rid of the inflammation? So they come to me, and through various things that I do, different modalities, exercises, and so on, we can help decrease the inflammation. But sometimes they need a little extra boost, something else to help them along the way. And the turmeric, for example, seems to be a good alternative for patients to take instead of always taking, you know, various prescribed medications
right.
from the physicians.
Well, one of the best items that you turned me on many, many, many years ago, topically, was Sombra. And
yes.
I personally have used Sombra over the years, and I love it. I think it's a great way to get instant relief. You apply it either with a roll-on or you rub it in with the gel, and it doesn't take more than a couple of minutes, and you see instant relief.
It's a great topical cream that helps to decrease your pain symptoms. It's not going to cure it. It's not going to get rid of things, but it helps you to move on so that you're able to do other activities. It's not like a Bengay or anything like that where you're going to walk around and you're going to walk past somebody and they're going to know, oh, that guy's got Bengay on. But it's a very good cream that is very helpful for many different body ailments and problems that people have.
And no question about it. I find it very beneficial after a workout. If I'm a little sore, my shoulder or my arm, I put it right on, and instantly it just goes away. And again, as you pointed out, it has no odor. Very easy to use, and you can use it either in the roll-on or the cream, and it works great. And this can be also used on kids, too. Is that correct?
Yes. It's an all-natural cream. There's really nothing in it. In fact, if you really looked at the label, it looked like you could almost eat it, but I wouldn't do that. But it's a great cream. Can be used on adults or children. About the only thing you have to be careful is, you know, if you use the cream and you had it on your hands, just not to touch your eyes because it
can
will burn.
Right. Yeah, no, I found that out. That's so true. Well, we're coming up on our next intermission, and you're listening to Mr. Howard Lane, who has a company called OrthoSport. It's in Davie, and it's located at 5200 South University Drive, Suite 105, and it's just south of
Griffin Road.
Where?
Just south of Griffin Road on
Griffin
University.
Road, and not as far as Sterling, so it's between
right.
Griffin and Sterling.
Yes.
And if you want to reach Howard, you can call 954-382-4343. That's 954-382-4343. However, Howard will be here for 1 hour after the show ends today, so please stop in and speak to him and pick his brain and see if he can be of some help to you. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Hour. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Mailing list and get advance notice of the great events that take place at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Health support groups, nutrition education groups, special training events. You will know about all of them when you like us on Facebook. SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and genetically modified organisms. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come to Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices, the best prices. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I'm joined by my very special guest, happens to be my brother-in-law, Mr. Howard Lane, and we're speaking about different pain issues that people have come in to see Howard over a period of time. And I'm very interested in knowing more about the range of ages that can benefit by the physical therapy, only because in the papers recently, the Dolphins have been plagued by dementia issues with some of their older players, going back to the unbeaten Dolphin season back in the 70s. And I'm sure, or at least I think I'm sure, over time, you've probably treated youngsters that may be playing either junior league or high school in the area of either baseball, football, soccer, swimming, or a whole host of other sports, that they may have injured themselves, and they're not looking to go on pharmaceuticals. They're looking for a treatment that would make their bodies better to resume what they enjoy doing, which is sports. So how do you handle that?
Well, first of all, physical therapists, we treat patients of many different ages. I think the youngest patient I've ever had was about 3 months old.
Wow.
And the oldest was about 99.
Wow.
Okay. Now, down here in South Florida, because of the weather, people play sports all year long. Mm-hmm. Children get into one sport, and it's basically year-round. There is no break. So a lot of times these children will play a sport, and they don't have any kind of rest, goes through the whole year, and they wind up injuring themselves. Overuse, non-rest. It could be, you know, coaches are not following them as carefully as they should be. It could be just collisions. It could be anything that happens within the sport. So what happens is the kids will come into us. We see a lot of middle school, high school kids and college. And a lot of times it's overuse injuries. Other times it's specific injuries where they've gotten hit and they've physically gotten injured, whether it's breaking a bone, tearing something, many different types of injuries. When they come into us, what we do is we, again, do the evaluation like we spoke about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we're also educating the patient, the child, as well as the parents. So that way, for the future, they know how to handle things. Or if they see things, that they notice what to do before the situation gets out of control or before the child gets hurt. So then while the patient's here, again, we go through all different types of things for healing the patient, getting them back to the sport, and we want to do it as quickly as possible. So we give them specific instructions on stretching, strengthening, stabilization, because a lot of times the kids, they have no idea of proper ways to perform exercise or proper ways to stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, they may be actually going to a gym and working out and trying to do too much. They may see someone doing a certain exercise and they think, hey, that's great. Or they may try doing too much weight for the exercises for their age, and they wind up hurting themselves. So, again, we teach them how to properly work out, proper body mechanics while they're working out, as well as work on stretching, strengthening, stabilization, core exercises, things like that.
Well, I think the core exercise is probably the foundation.
Yes.
Of any good program.
Yes. Without a strong core, the rest of the body will be weak and more prone to injury.
Now, you have the facilities to be able to do core exercises?
Yes. At my facility, we have everything from cable columns to bikes to reformers, like for Pilates, things like that. We also do what's called TRX, which is exercises using straps and your body weight. So we can do basically anything that needs to be done for anything orthopedic.
So if someone comes in with an issue with their child who's 14, 15, 16 years old,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to help repair the problems that the child has encountered playing sports in either public school or high school.
Right.
Is the child able to do additional exercises even though he's not scheduled for, let's say, more than twice a week treatment by you?
Well, what we'll do is we try to give a program that's well-rounded. So, sure, the patient may come in just for their shoulder, but we're going to work on trying to stretch and strengthen the upper extremities as well as the core, and then guide them on the way for lower extremity type of issues or exercises to help strengthen that they can do on their own. Hopefully, you know, they understand the importance of it and they'll do it on their own. And hopefully the parents will help guide the child when they're not with us. Because we know in the clinic, the child or the patient will work with us and not have a problem. Outside of the clinic, it's basically the child and the parents to keep up with the things that they learn from us.
All right. Have you come across any issues with a child being hit in the head with a football or a baseball or something that could cause some form of brain issue?
Sometimes. We haven't come across that issue too much. That usually will the patient will be more at a neurologist. That's more of a neurological type of issue, like concussion and things like that. Sometimes we do see them because it can lead to balance problems, weakness, and issues that we can work with also. It just depends on how bad the issue is. But normally they would be at the physician and refer to a specialist in that area.
So that's something would be part of the evaluation when you see the youngster.
Yes, yes. We would do special testing for balance, for stabilization. And a lot of it also takes into consideration how the person is feeling and the symptoms that they're experiencing. And if it's something that we feel is relevant that we can treat, we will. If it's something out of our scope of practice or if it's something that needs further medical attention, we have the patient go directly back to the physician.
All right, so let me ask you, you made an offer about a free evaluation, which is a $100 value. If people give a call to your phone, your office at 954-382-4343, and they tell you they want a free consultation, is it okay then for them to bring in a child for you to do the evaluation?
Sure. Like I said, we treat everybody from pediatrics to geriatrics. It doesn't matter the age. If it's something that we treat and that we feel comfortable doing, we'll treat that person. If it's something that we don't normally do, we'll refer to either other physical therapists that we know or to physicians, depending on what the person needs. In school, as a physical therapist, we're toward a whole scope of treating the patient from birth till, you know, any age.
Right. Okay.
So it really leaves us open to treating anything. I mean, it can be stroke. It can be someone who may have lost a limb, anything like that. But that's not the areas that I focus on. So, yes, I will have patients that come in, or if someone comes in during the consultation and it's something that maybe I don't do, I know plenty of physical therapists or other areas of treatment for the patient, and I can direct them where their next course of action should be.
So you have a strong network,
yes,
that you work with, which,
yes,
I think is most important for sure. Well, I'm going to ask you a few areas that we haven't spoken about, and I'm just going to read them off to you, and then you can let me know from each one whether or not you've helped people in those situations or if you feel comfortable knowing that you can deal with it yourself or your office can deal with it with your staff of physical,
mm-hmm,
therapists.
Sure.
I'm speaking about now, we spoke about back pain, which I assume could also be part of a hip pain in conjunction with each other.
Yes.
Okay. Then we can move on to these. Carpal tunnel syndrome, knee pain, foot pain, migraines, stomach pain, and if they're hooked on pain medications, which I know is a major issue today here in South Florida. You read about so many youngsters that overdose on the opioids.
Yes.
And it doesn't restrict only to the youngsters. It involves people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s also that are hooked on those pain medications. So can we discuss some of these issues that I just wrote off?
Sure. As far as the drug issue, okay, patients come in, and a lot of times when I'm doing the evaluation, part of my evaluation is asking them specifically, what medications are you taking? And with the medications that I see, you know, part of the job as a physical therapist is to make sure that things aren't overlapping. So in other words, that maybe they've gone to one doctor and the doctor prescribed something, and then they went to a different doctor and they prescribed something else, and now that they're taking two medications that are very similar that maybe they shouldn't be taking together. And then again, you have other people who are have chronic pain and are always on medications. And as a physical therapist, we try to get patients out of that pain cycle and try to hopefully get them to decrease their pain medications through the exercises, stretching, strengthening, or through patients, we would refer them to you, for example, for supplements that they may be able to take instead.
Good point. So that's how you would deal with someone who's hooked on opioids or pharmaceuticals.
Yes.
That could be causing more harm than good.
Yes.
Because they're not getting any better. So how would you handle the carpal tunnel syndrome issue? Now, that's a topic that affects, I guess, most people who work computers or that do office work that are involved with using computers.
Right. Now, a lot of times what happens with carpal tunnel is that patients may have poor ergonomics. By that I mean that a lot of people work on laptops today, where years ago it was more of a desktop type of computer. And what happens now is that the laptop is up on a desk, and the patient now is reaching up to reach the keyboard.
Right.
The chairs are too low, which puts them into poor body mechanics. And as they're typing, and depending on how much time they're doing it, they're putting extra pressure on the wrist over that carpal tunnel, causing inflammation and irritation to that area. So some of it may be educating the patient on proper mechanics of how to set up your computer, the desk, the chair, and things like that.
So you find, would you say that would be one of the easiest avenues of pain to treat?
Sometimes, yes. Besides setting up the desk, I mean, as physical therapists, we are teaching them how to stretch that area and how to, and what we'll do is work on decreasing the inflammation that's in the area. Because the tunnel, basically the nerves are getting pinched. When it's getting pinched and compressed, you're getting the pain and problems in your hand or weakness. And so what we're trying to do is open that up, get rid of the inflammation, get rid of that pressure on that area. So we're doing specific things within therapy, the exercises, stretching, strengthening, modalities, but also then try to get them to work on better ergonomics, working at the desk, in order to then make sure that the problem doesn't persist and doesn't carry on after that.
Good point. Definitely don't want persistent pain.
No.
Not at all. You're listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. My special guest today is Mr. Howard Lane, who owns a company called OrthoSport, and he is offering a free orthopedic physical therapy consultation, which is $100 value. All you have to do is call 954-382-4343. That's 954-382-4343. Or if you'd like to come in and speak to Howard, he'll be available for 1 hour after the radio show ends at 11 o'clock, and you can give him some feedback as to what it is you're looking to achieve, and I'm sure that he would be more than happy to help you do that. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754 754- 307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyonic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Thursday here in Margate. I am at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We're half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7 at the corner of Northwest 31st Street. And we are in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. We are on the south end, and Penn Dutch is on the north end. We are open today until 8 o'clock, as we are Monday through Friday. Saturday, we are open from 9 to 6. Sunday, we are closed. We are running a tremendous special from now until the end of June. Everything in the Save-A-Lot store, the thousands upon thousands of products from all the name brand manufacturers, some of which we spoke about today with Howard Lane, are all an additional 10% off the everyday low price. And one of the ways that you could find out how inexpensive our prices are, just pick up the phone and call 754-307-1655. Again, that's 754-307-1655. And just give whoever answers the phone the name of the product and the barcode, which you find on the back of the product. It's either going to be a 10-digit or 12-digit number. And all you have to do is give them that number, and they'll be more than happy to give you the price of the product that you're looking to compare. And I'm speaking about anybody. I'm speaking about if you shop online at a whole host of different companies, if you shop in Broward County, if you shop in Palm Beach County, if you shop in Dade County, please feel free to do that. And we will be shipping mail order starting July 1st. So all those people that would like to take advantage of the mail order service, we will be starting that on July 1st. Now we want to get back to Howard Lane and talk about Ortho Sport, which I think is a fascinating subject because people have now the opportunity to be able to help rid themselves of discomfort and pain that they may be experiencing either from an accident or from a fall or from a misstep or a whole host of other reasons that could crop up in your daily life. So the area we just covered was carpal tunnel syndrome. One of the major things that people come in for looking to solve, and it's mostly women, and that's migraines and headaches. For some reason, it affects women more than it does men. I don't know why. I can't answer that question. I'm not sure if a doctor can answer that question.
I don't think that there's any specific study that I know of that has come out to say specifically why, but we can only assume that, you know, it may affect more women because of their stature, their posture, and things like that. Whereas guys have a different type of posture. They may be a little bit stronger with their muscles and able to hold their posture and neck a little bit better at times than some women. And other times, you know, women are straining and trying to do things a lot.
They're under more stress than men.
Yes, yes. You know, working with the kids, lifting things, packages, and it could lead to, you know, headaches, migraines, and things like that.
Well, when you classify headaches or migraines, what is the, in your opinion, the differentiation between the two? I ask this because there are some women that say they get migraines during their menstrual cycle, and it stays with them, of course, every month. And yet there are women, as we spoke about, you spoke about, under stressful conditions that may get a headache once a week based upon the amount of stress they're experiencing. So do you treat them the same or do you treat them differently?
For the most part, we're going to treat them the same because we're dealing with the same structures. So, you know, whether you're talking about a muscle of the neck, a muscle in the arms, legs, it doesn't really matter. The component of the muscle is still the same. So as far as being treated differently, there's really not going to be that much of a difference. But what we're going to try to do is work on, usually when they come in, their posture, they may have their head forward more than they should. So we're going to work on posture so that they're standing upright better. We're going to work on a lot of times that they have muscle spasms. Those muscle spasms are so tight that it's going to cause pain. It's going to cause compression on nerves. So we need to get these muscles to relax and calm down. There may also be inflammation in there.
Inflammation.
Inflammation, yes.
major topic of pain today is inflammation.
Yes. Inflammation, you know, even if you don't see the inflammation, the swelling on the outside, within the joints, there could be a lot of inflammation. And, you know, that could be causing problems. What happens with the inflammation? It causes irritation to muscles. It can also irritate nerves. There's just not enough room within the joints, and it causes compression of these nerves, which then, in turn, causes pain.
Well, all those points have to be dealt with. And women, being a very important part of our lives, should be shown the same respect as you would if a man came in with the same issue.
Sure.
And I would have to think that women are more compliant in doing certain exercises and certain stretching points to help themselves feel better. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. You're the expert.
Well, yes, that's true. A lot of time, you know, men will come in and they, you know, they're thinking, oh, they're macho and they don't want to be, you know, doing exercise that they would consider girly or not tough. So, you know, we have to break them of that image or those habits and get them to realize that, hey, this is what you need to do in order to get better. You know, where women, you know, they're more open to listening a lot of times, and they're not afraid of trying something new a lot of times. And, you know, whether it's male or female, once they're shown how to do certain things or how to work with their problems, a lot of times they start to feel better and realize, hey, this isn't such a bad thing. I can do this. And from there, we just progress with the exercises, stretching, strengthening, and into things that they could do on their own at home to continue to get better.
Let me ask you a point you and I never discussed as to what we got to talk about, but do you deal with cancer patients that are in pain, that are having a difficult time? Now, they're all different stages of the treatment of cancer.
Yes.
Some people do go through surgery. Other people go through chemotherapy or radiation and bypass the surgery. And there are some people that do both, and there are some people that use natural supplements. So there's a wide variety of uses when people are undergoing treatment for cancer. But the majority of them, based upon where the cancer is in the body, will experience some pain levels. And would you get into something like that, Howard?
Well, we do when it's along the lines of orthopedics. So, for example, women who have had breast cancer or mastectomies, they go to physical therapy. A lot of times it may be dealing with things from the surgeries or from the cancer, the radiation, the treatments. So it could be that we're working on lymph drainage. So women will get a lot of swelling, which they need to get rid of. We'll work with the pain because the muscles are just so inflamed and so much in a muscle spasm that we need to get things to relax and get things to stretch out, because also you can develop scar tissue. So we don't want scar tissue to develop because that will limit motion for their arms, for example. But it doesn't have to be just with women. It could be men or anybody who's had any kind of cancer. It could be someone who's had a tumor removed, and the way the body reacts to it, a lot of times they lose strength and endurance, so they need to work on those type of things also within the physical therapy.
So there are ways you can help people if they are in a situation where they do have cancer and they do have some discomfort. So there are different performance exercises that can be done to help alleviate those issues.
Yes, to help them manage their condition or their pain levels as best that they can while they're getting treatment, as well as after treatment.
Well, let me repeat for the benefit of the people that may have just tuned in or are not aware of who our special guest is, but we're speaking with Mr. Howard Lane from OrthoSport, and he is a physical therapist that helps people overcome different issues with respect to either back pain, hip pain, neck pain, foot pain, migraines, and a whole host of other painful issues that they could come across either through a accident whether it be in a car or a falling accident or any other form of, let's say, misstep that could have caused him to go into a pain. He will be available, Howard will be available today for 1 hour after the show ends, which is going to end in a couple of minutes. And you can come in and speak freely with him and find out what he can recommend in your particular situation, how you can deal with it through physical therapy. And he has a whole network of people that he does work with. If he can help solve your problem, he will recommend you to somebody who can solve your problem. And he is offering a free orthopedic physical therapy consultation, which is a $100 value. All you have to do is either come in and see him in person or call 954-382-4343. That's 954-382-4343. His office is located at 5200 South University Drive, Suite 105 in Davie, Florida, which again is between Griffin Road and Sterling Road. And it's very easy to get to. So I would definitely recommend people with pain that are looking to alleviate it and start a physical therapy program, definitely get over to see Howard. And as another mention, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store is open today until 8 o'clock. We are running an extra special. We're giving you 10% off everything in the store from our everyday low prices. And that special will run right through the end of June. So, again, keep that in mind when you're looking to make Save-A-Lot your number one stop when you want to get some professional good service as well as some great supplements at extraordinarily low prices. I want to thank everybody for listening, but I especially want to thank Howard for being with us today because you really enlightened me on many issues with physical therapy and hopefully all the listeners that have tuned into the show. And if people want to listen to the show again, they can go to our website, which is www.savealotnutritioncenters.com, and it will be archived there as of tomorrow. Howard, thank you very much. You have the last word.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. The store here is great. And if people have any questions, any problems, just give me a call. Even if it's something that is not something that I do, but that I can help you with, just let me know, and I can refer you to wherever it needs to go.
Howard, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And for all the listeners, thank you for listening. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and we will be back tomorrow with Dr. Michael Schwartz. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.